And it's growing. You understand? No one has left.
Okay, so the second speaker is Darrell Schultz, and it looks like we have a similar topic, the global classroom. So please, Darrell.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That Dr. Brahms's presentation is a good introduction to our presentation here about the global classroom and what we're doing at Purdue University to try to connect American and African students. And I don't think we need to talk too much about the rationale to this group, but in an increasingly interconnected world, students and faculty need to be exposed to international perspectives. And there's been a lot of discussion about it's not just the students. In many cases, there is a cohort of faculty that are interested in getting more international experience, and we need to meet their needs as well. And then in the last 2 days, there's been a discussion on the need to develop the next generation of agronomists and soil scientists, that there's been roughly a 20-year hiatus in training people with international experience. We've been fortunate that we've been able to, we received a USDA International Science and Education grant to focus on internationalizing our curriculum in the agronomy department, crop, soil, and environmental sciences classes that we teach. There are three goals that we have in this for this project. We want to increase the quantity and quality of our international content, and not that we're already including international perspectives, but a lot of times we particularly in the beginning classes, if you have people that have not had much international experience, they need that they need some exposure to be able to include that fresh material in the courses. We also want to provide our students with leadership and critical thinking skills in international agriculture. And then the third goal is to nurture collaborative relationships with the partners that we have. So we're focusing on several goals here. We have four universities that are involved. Purdue University is the lead. There's eight faculty participants in the project. Only two of us have a substantial component in our experience in working in Africa. So we're introducing additional faculty to sub-Saharan Africa. Another partner is Ivy Tech Community College. This is Indiana's community college system, and there are two faculty participants there. Ivy Tech reaches predominantly there throughout the state. They've got campuses in urban areas and rural areas. Students go there for 2 years. Many times that's a terminal degree. So getting more international perspectives into Ivy Tech will introduce more students that would normally not be exposed to international content. We have a partnership with Moi University in Eldoret, Kenya. There are five faculty that are participating in this project, but this partnership is a university-wide partnership, and it involves there are people from engineering and anthropology and social sciences and agriculture and just a broad base of interest there in partnering with Moi University. And then finally, we're working with the University of Fort Hare in Alice, South Africa. And this grew about by a sabbatical by Pearson Mankany, who specifically reached out to us to try to internationalize and his institution and develop some international partners. We've got three major projects that are activities. There's a three-credit course titled African Development Project Activities that we taught once this spring and will teach at least two more times to engage our students in the internationalization process. We had a workshop on internationalizing our curricula that was held at Purdue this past June. And that included a five-day field tour of Indiana, where we wanted to show our African colleagues what Indiana agriculture and Midwestern agriculture is like so that they could have that to take back to their own students. And then next summer we'll have a workshops on soil and water conservation for smallholder farmers in both Kenya and South Africa. I want to focus, however, on the three-credit course and tell you a little bit about what we're doing there. We meet Wednesdays and Fridays, 8:30 to 10:20 in the morning. This is pretty early for some of our students, but it's mid to late afternoon in Kenya and South Africa. So the objective here is to connect up with our African students and colleagues in real time. What we did is a mix of faculty-led and student-led presentations and discussions. We started off with about eight periods of faculty-led presentations. Then we transitioned to Purdue-led student-led presentations. We had six from Purdue and five from the University of Fort Hare. Our MOI colleagues didn't participate, we didn't get enough students at MOI this first time around, although we anticipate their participation the next time. We did PowerPoint presentations, approximately 30 minutes, and followed that with discussions, and typically the presenters would ask the students to discuss a problem, and they'd break out in small groups, and then we'd come back together and report to the larger group. The topics, we covered quite a number of issues, quite a number of topics in agriculture, of course, but also in water issues and social issues. And in part, we were drawing, particularly at Purdue, a group of students from an ecological science and engineering program and an interdisciplinary program. And these students were really attracted to this program because of its interdisciplinary nature. And so that carried over into the topics that we discussed in the course. And we had a website that's accessible to all participants. We couldn't use our normal course software because you need a Purdue login, so we used a different site, and I'll mention that just briefly in a few minutes. There were 12 students from Purdue and about 14 students from the University of Fort Hare. Of course, the Purdue students were receiving credit. The Fort Hare students, what we realized is the way their curriculum is structured, it was difficult for them to get credit, at least this first time around. But to Pearson Mankaney's credit, he convinced quite a number of students here to participate in this, even though they were not getting course credit. And we're hoping that that will be rectified the next time we do the course. The real-time interaction was really the feature I want to highlight here. We used Adobe Connect, which is a software program that allows you to do PowerPoint presentations via the Internet. Purdue has a license for this, and it runs on a Purdue server. So anybody else that logs in just needs a web browser. So it's real easy to use. Anybody in the world can click on the link and join an Adobe Connect session. The audio from that is not real good, so we use Skype for better audio. And we regularly then had simultaneous connections between the U.S., Kenya, and South Africa. And we also recorded these presentations so that they could be viewed later for students that may have missed class, or if we had particularly interesting student presentations that somebody wanted to go back to. One of the things when we started this, we were not certain that this would work. Everybody told us there's not enough bandwidth in Africa to make anything like this work. But we were finding that our colleagues in Africa were logging on regularly. What worked best was cell phone modems, and for $30 a month, you can get unlimited airtime in Kenya. One of our colleagues, Nama Nyabinda, was joining the class from various parts of Kenya as he was traveling as part of his work. Just a few highlights. This is Gabisa Ejeta in our department talking about the U.S. land grant university model, and the connection to South Africa here is Pearson Mankany was logged on with his students and at the University of Fort Hare. We tried to facilitate interactions as much as possible locally, seating around a U-shaped, and this is our connection to our students and colleagues in Kenya and South Africa. This is the Fort Hare students just really did a really fine job with their presentations, and we asked them to include their pictures so that we could connect a bit more on a personal level. In terms of successes, the students really enjoyed these presentations and the interactions with their peers. And we'd have some pretty good discussions, and this varied between with the topics, but we regularly had good discussions between the South African students and the Kenyan students, and also colleagues in South Africa and U.S. students, and also colleagues that logged in from Kenya. The African students mentioned that they particularly liked the presentations by international experts, and I've listed three of these here, but there were some other very good presentations. And so this really expands the reach of a U.S. university and provides some value, or provides connections that the University of Fort Hare is a quite a small university, and Moy University is a little bit bigger, but it provides connections to experts and faculty that they wouldn't be able to get to otherwise. Our initial concerns about bandwidth were unfounded. This worked much better than we expected. We also were concerned about getting good audio, and we found that just inexpensive webcams were really quite good and worked very well. Challenges: the technology worked most of the time, but not all of the time. You have to be flexible. Sometimes it doesn't work. One day, the whole campus network at Purdue crashed, and so that was the end of that presentation, and we had to shift the presentation from South Africa to the next period. The website was a bit clunky and not easy to use. We used a Purdue product that's quite good for some things, but perhaps Google Plus is a better way to go. And differently, we want to really facilitate more one-on-one interactions in the future, face-to-face and using social media. The simpler the technology, the better, and I think the iPads and FaceTime might be another way to go. And then we also need to, we'll work on improving our organization and focus. We had a fairly broad focus, and I think we may focus a little more narrowly, but still include some of the social and other economic sorts of topics. So with that, I thank you for your attention, and I think using an approach like this can really expand our reach, both from the U.S. side and from the side of developing countries. So thank you.